producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Here on the farm this morning. Woo-wee. However, we'll warm you up no matter where you are. There are a lot of things going on. Mike, where'd that come from? I don't have any mics here.
Mike
and Ike. Ken. Actually, I just sent an email to somebody named Mike, so maybe that was what was on my mind. Ken Kessler is also on my mind. He's got you on his mind because he's monitoring what you tell him, what you send along to us that you want to share. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. I would guess that there is still a lot of interest in terms of the debate and the people who participated. Do we have lots on Carly Fiorina?
I wouldn't say lots. There are a couple comments about her. There's a lot of comments about the debate in general.
Mm-hmm. What do they say about Carly?
Greg says, Fiorina's zinger on Trump was the most memorable thing from the debate. Other than that, no one really stood out.
Hmm. Well, I'm trying to figure out whether it really was a zinger. What it was her saying that a lot of women hear and understand what Donald Trump was saying, which doesn't bode well, in her estimation, for women in support of Mr. Trump. There are women who seem to have a problem also with Ms. Fiorina. There aren't going to be, you know, people are just not going to blindly vote for, well, I shouldn't say that, because there are a lot of people who blindly voted for Obama because he was black in the election, and so maybe there are a lot of people who would vote blindly for either Hillary Clinton or Carly Fiorina. Because they're women. Wouldn't it be interesting, though, to have the two of them running against each other? Then, if you have that reasoning, how would you decide on Carly Fiorina or Hillary Clinton? That would be the challenge. Then you'd actually have to think about what some of the issues are, right? What else do they have to say, Kenny?
Jill says that Carly seemed artificial and scripted, like she rehearsed for a week, and she came off as unspontaneous most of the time.
She is very rehearsed. She's very buttoned up. You don't see her smile. She's serious about what she's doing. She's serious about the issues. And so, what's wrong with that? Everybody has a different take on it. Get the fact that you think that she is something that she may or may not be. I don't know that much about this woman, frankly, other than she ran Hewlett-Packard. She came from humble beginnings. She made note of the fact that her husband, when he drove a tow truck or something when they first got married, didn't she say that the other night, I think? And so, okay, she has a different approach, but does that mean she's not a good executive? She's done a good job. I think there was a controversy, a personality conflict with somebody. That's why she left Hewlett-Packard. So all of those things aside, does she say what is necessary, and is it thoughtful, provocative, and intelligent? I find her to be provocative, intelligent, all of those things. And so that's just my read on it. Your read is one way, and my read's another way. All right, what else, Kenny?
Colleen says, Ben Carson was the only one with any real substance. He was right on the money and is steadily building a solid platform.
Hmm. Okay. I'm not... Well, yeah, okay. He did come across well, thoughtful. We need to know more about his position on social issues, I think. That needs to be more a public part of his stand. Kara, you've got some sound there. The reaction to Carly Fiorina in terms of women and the issues. So let's listen to that for a second.
Now, Ellen, there is a bit of back and forth from people who say that her description of a live fetus with kicking legs and a beating heart was actually overheard. Somebody was overheard in the room saying that we needed to harvest the brain. That part of that video is in question. So my question to you is, will her response get her the support she needs from women voters?
Well, she's going to get that response from the women voters in the Republican Party. If she were to run for president, if she was the nominee, which I don't think she's going to be, but if she was the nominee, she certainly wouldn't get that middle voter. She's certainly not going to get women in the Democratic Party, because those tapes were very heavily edited. We all know that. We also know that even if they were to cut off money for Planned Parenthood, it would not take the majority of the money away, because that's under a whole different bill.
Ellen, I'll give you the final word, but do you think that her overall presence or demeanor worked for her?
It certainly worked for her last night. We'll see if it works for her in the long run and when she's up about more policy questions, which are going to come up in future debates.
All right, that's Ellen Radner from the Talk Radio News Service. Ellen wouldn't be a supporter of Carly Fiorina if she was the only person alive taking in the nourishment. But at any rate, you see her on Fox from time to time. And hear her. She's interesting. I don't want to make her the issue. Carly Fiorina is the issue. Whether she, I don't disagree with Ellen. I don't think she's going to be the standard bearer, although it would be nice. I think she's in a great position to be the number two, which puts her in a place that would make it, if she does a good job and is visible and creates an image, good for the next time around or 8 years from now. I'm not sure. I'm guessing she's in her mid-50s. Do we know how old she is, Kenny? And would I ask that about a man? Yes, I would. I'm thinking Donald Trump is, I believe, 64 or 65. Matter of fact, go across the board. Rand Paul is, I believe, late 40s, early 50s, right? Rubio and Cruz are in their late 40s, if I'm not mistaken. I think mid to late 40s. Carson is, I think, in his 60s easily. Kasich is in, I believe, his early 60s. Huckabee is pretty close to 70, I think, 67, 68, somewhere in there. Who am I leaving? Scott Walker, late 40s. Where else do we have?
Carly is 61.
Is she? Well, then all of that discussion about how she looked, I think she looks younger than that. You think, Kenny, she looks younger than that? And is that important?
I'm no good with age. I don't think it matters.
No. It doesn't. It doesn't matter to you and me, but it does matter to some people. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had the last comment that we did about her looking, I'm paraphrasing, sort of plastic, right? Isn't that what that listener said? In essence?
That she looked stilted and rehearsed.
Yeah, okay. Well, whether she's, I don't know, stilted is our word. She is rehearsed. She is polished. She does have it down. She has answers to questions and has plans and is happy to tell you what her plans are. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. 14 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's have some mathematical input here about what's going on your head with your hair. Hair. How much of it is on your head? How much of it is in your brush? How much of it is on the comb? How much of it is in the sink? How much of it go down the drain when you take a shower? Not liking the odds, not liking the numbers very much, I'm going to suggest you call 800-525-8319 and order a bottle of Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is the serum with botanical extracts that cleanse the pores on your scalp. Cleanse your scalp in general, but open up the pores so the hair follicles can come through. It also has a volumizer that makes your hair seem thicker and fuller. So if your hair is getting thin, call 800-525-8319 and experience the Provia way to get your hair back. The nice feeling that you have walking on the wind in a fall day with the hair blowing around. Isn't that cool? 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get two bottles. As a matter of fact, the Super Concentrate is the second bottle. Two for the price of one. You'll get more noticeable results absolutely free and quicker. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room.
It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to sherwinwilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
Sherwin-Williams, make the most of your color with the very best paint. Ask Sherwin-Williams. Story from Florida today. It's not a political story. It's not about Jeb Bush. It's not about the weather. It's about a woman who was arrested after she tried to stab a deputy with a sword inside her mobile home. When they went into her home, the police found thousands of bladed weapons, machetes, wow, swords, knives, bayonets. Well, I probably shouldn't chuckle about this, but the county sheriff's office said the deputies went to Nicole Dickema's Brookside mobile home to assist probation and parole officers who were trying to arrest her. They had a felony arrest warrant. She was seen looking at law enforcement officers through a window in her home, refused to come out, and disappeared back into the home. Once the deputies got there, officers forced their way into the home, were met by her with a large sword. She tried to stab one of the deputies and missed him by inches. The Tampa Tribune says today that authorities surrounded her after she was seen hiding behind a blanket. They fired a beanbag at her, but it had no effect. Huh? Fired a beanbag?
Yeah, they have those beanbag guns. It's to sort of stun you and let you know they know where you are.
Fortunately.
And the next one is going to hurt more.
I've never experienced one of those. All right. So then they found all this stuff out front. Then she went into another room in the trailer. They found another 500 bladed weapons. There were other rooms in this trailer park home that were filled with all kinds of weapons. Apparently, there are thousands. She had an altar covered with pentagrams. This woman is in need of some help, would you say?
Sounds like it, yeah.
Apparently, she was shot with another beanbag after she refused to drop a couple of more weapons that she got after they took the first one away from her. It's a mental case. Mental. Where are the people who are helping these people? She was taken to a detention center, held without bond, charged with assault on a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest, property damage, criminal mischief, violation of probation, on and on and on and on it goes. So by the time they were done, they took 3,500 bladed instruments from her home. This woman is nuts. 3,500 blades of some note, size, shape, whatever, from her home. And you wonder why there are so many mishaps and things, incidents with crazy people. This is beyond the beyond. It's the 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Oh, 10th $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, Doug Steffens, Good Date Program. Kenny and I and the lovely, I probably shouldn't, does it sound Kara if I say the lovely Kara? I probably shouldn't say that. Somebody would say it sounds sexist. I could just say the great Kara, which is better.
I think it sounds fine.
You do.
You don't have to apologize for being sexist every time you say something.
Even if it sounds that way? Okay, I won't. Speaking of that, there are a lot of people who raise their eyebrows when Ellen DeGeneres walks into the room just because she's a lesbian. I thought the world would get over things like that. I wish that it would, but it hasn't yet. So there still is that, there's that aura around her. And never mind that she's a very intelligent lady, has a great sense of humor and timing, has a great television program from which we take this joke about walking around in New York City.
If you're not from L.A., you should know it's customary to applaud whenever you see someone walk. I was in New York last week, and, well, we all were. The show was there, and it was a lot of fun. Everybody walks there, so that's what I did. I walked all over the streets. I don't want to brag, but I am an amazing street walker, y'all. Now, there are 8 million people in New York City, and not one of those people asked me for an autograph. Instead, 8 million people asked me for a selfie. So. It's out of control. I took so many selfies, by law, I'm now an honorary Kardashian.
Selfies. Wendy Williams on her program yesterday answered an audience member's question about why this woman hasn't met her boyfriend's parents yet.
I've been dating this guy for like 2 years now. Within the first year, he met my parents, but I still have not met his.
Relax, wait.
So, for me, that's kind of a red flag, just because I'm like family oriented. I want to know, like,
okay,
of his family.
Sure.
So, I asked for your advice. What do you think? Should I stay or should I go?
Well, what does he say about why you haven't met his parents?
So, for, like, I get it. Some people, some things are a big deal. For others, they aren't. So, for him, like, he doesn't really have that relationship with his parents, but I still feel like it's important.
Well, if he doesn't have the relationship, then it's not important to him. You know, some of us come from close-knit families, yes, me and you, where meeting mom and dad and the siblings are important. Some people were raised up. Other people were dragged up.
That's pretty. She's amazing, isn't she? She's so poignant with the way she understands how people live and how they think. Very good. Late night show. This is from the Conan monologue about the GOP debate.
Y'all watched the debate last night? We don't get a very political crowd in here.
What was the debate?
No, it was kind of a big deal. Actually, Republican debate last night. And this is interesting. A lot of people did watch it. Last night's debate at the Reagan Library was the most watched program in CNN history. In the whole history of CNN. Yeah, CNN said they're thrilled with the ratings, but even happier, they could finally show a plane that wasn't missing.
That was a great job. That plane is so great. If you've never been to the Reagan Library, go just to see the plane and the room it's in. Here's Stephen Colbert joking about the debate as well.
Last night, CNN got their best ratings of all time. And it's all because no one pumps your numbers like real estate mogul and my dear friend, who I look forward to meeting right there on September 22nd, Donald Trump. And in the spin, people love him. And in the spin room afterwards, Donald had a cogent analysis of last night's episode of American Ninja Debater.
What have you learned after tonight?
Well, I've learned that I have no trouble standing for 3 hours.
It is impressive that he could stand through the entire thing. I could barely sit through it.
Well, it was. I think there are a lot of people. I've been listening to some sound from some various talk radio programs, people complaining about how long it was, 3 hours, way too long.
Too long.
Yeah, it was too long. I thought, and I went to bed before it was over. The first hour or so, hour and 40, 45 minutes was all right. But after that, woof. All right, boys and girls, you've come to the bottom of the hour, close to it. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Charles Cook of the National Review and Ron Reagan, author of My Father at 100, coming right up. Is it worrisome for the GOP that Donald Trump is becoming the heir apparent, the face of the party?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for the couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Either happy dance or coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit the shelterpetproject.org today.
Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Charles Cook and Ron Reagan. Predictions of Trump's political death have been premature. Is he going to stay competitive, if not possibly win, the Republican nomination?
Donald Trump is winning 35% of the vote thus far within a field that has 190,000 people in it. It is not as if there are two or three people. The rest of the Republican Party, 65% of it, is against Donald Trump. He's talking about immigration. People are angry about that. I don't share his view on that. And he is well known. But I would point out that the other people who are doing well presently are Carly Fiorina and Ben Carson. So there's an anti-establishment part of this.
You know, Donald Trump could not succeed as a Democrat. He would not be anywhere in the polls as a Democrat. Only as a Republican can Donald Trump, with his xenophobic, you know, misogynistic carnival act, as Jindal said, routine, actually gain some traction. And why is that? It's because I think the Republican Party for decades now has cultivated the lowest common denominator in this country.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Charles Cook of the National Review and Ron Reagan, author of My Father at 100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler at 33 past the hour on the Friday episode of Good Day. What you need to know, what people are talking about, the collision course. There are a lot of different stories that would bring us around to a collision course. Where are we going with the list? For example, the topics this week, talk radio topics that are posted at DougSteffen.com. What do you think the number one most important item of the week is? I always ask you to do that over the weekend so you can tell us what of the 10 things that we have on the Talk Radio Countdown show that I do every weekend on a lot of these same stations, that focuses on the big discussion topics on news talk radio stations around the country. And the debate was number one, as you might expect. The story, actually, going back to yesterday's poll, who do you think won the debate? 57% of you said Carly Fiorina. 14% said Trump. 11% said one of the other candidates. 10% CNN. 7% Jeb Bush. So there's a lot of support there, it would seem, Kenny, for Carly Fiorina and what she had to say. So that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. I am appreciative of her. By the way, Uri Geller will join us in a few minutes, my friend who is very sensitive, focused on powers, superpowers, what's in your mind that's good, how do we mentally keep you on the straight and narrow. The 20 Western Virginia high school students that were suspended yesterday are in the focus of lots of conversation today, as you might imagine. If you haven't heard this story yet, the gist of it is they held a rally protesting policies banning cars with Confederate flag symbols from the school parking lot. So what they did was make skirts, I guess, pretty much. They were all wearing skirts, Kenny, weren't they? Made out of Confederate flags. Except they aren't really Confederate flags. They're the Virginia battle flag. Nobody seems to get that in all this discussion. They're the Confederate flag at all. Let's see here. Senior Houston Miller, who organized the rally, said he doesn't believe the administration ought to be able to tell students what they can wear or put on their cars. He said he doesn't intend to back down and is encouraging more students to show their support for the flag. Apparently, today there will be more people showing up with the shirts and with skirts and pants and whatever. So this is a school in Christiansburg, Virginia, south of Blacksburg, along Interstate 81. The people that run the school say there is a policy which prohibits students from wearing articles that reflect adversely on other people if there is a race or gender or other bias that's reflected. They don't want you wearing that clothing. The policy this fall bans students from having Confederate symbols on their cars as well. So the 21 students that were yesterday suspended would not take off their clothing. They were given in-school suspensions, and then, 15 of them were sent home for the day. They were loud. They were disruptive. A couple of more students were suspended for more days. The school values the First Amendment rights, says a spokesperson for the district. We value students' ability to speak their mind, but we have to maintain a safe and orderly environment. Incidents of racial tension at the school have made the ban necessary, but she didn't specify what the incidents were, and there was no other comment. School has 1,100 students. 83% are white, 8% are black, and so what do you make of that? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com. And you can also weigh in Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Here's a report on this incident.
All of our flags were out. People have belt buckles, boots, like t-shirts, like everything.
In response to a new ban on the Confederate flag in the parking lot, Christiansburg High School students proudly sported the symbol on their bodies today in protest.
They're trying to get rid of it, and they're not trying to get rid of any other flags.
For some, it's about heritage and legacy.
My brother left this world a few months ago, and he told me, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter what people say, you know, keep that flag flying for me.
For others, it's about clearing the air on what they believe these colors mean.
And they say that it's a racist thing, even though it's really not, if you look at history.
It's not racist. I can tell you that now.
But Christiansburg High School's history has not always agreed with that analysis.
It was a year of fights that occurred in 2001 to 2002. The fights were racially charged and racially motivated, and the Confederate flag was used as a symbol of intimidation in that specific case.
That's when the school banned the symbol inside, even as smaller fights continued for years.
Well, I don't know. There are all kinds of ways of looking at this. I think there's a racial component, whether they're not old enough to really get it, or they just say there isn't. Maybe they don't understand the tension that comes or has come as a result of that. But what I find most silly is the right word, is that they say that the Confederate flag is a symbol. A symbol of what? It isn't even a symbol of the Confederacy. They don't even know that. They don't know that it's the Virginia battle flag and not the Confederate flag. And you got to wonder what goes on in history classes in communities like this that are, many people are so tainted by the things that happened during that period in our country. Why don't you want to get, why are kids, I don't get this. What am I missing, Kenny? I'm flustered by it.
I don't know. I mean, I know teenagers like to rebel against authority, but I don't think that the Confederate flag controversy really even enters into this. The school has a dress code, and the school has a rule about your vehicles at school.
Right.
And you have to follow that. That's, you know, it's too bad. You want to wear your Confederate flag stuff, you can do it when you're not at school. Mm-hmm. If they have, you know, and it's the same thing if you have a job and there's a dress code at your job, you have to, if you want to keep that job, you have to do that.
Yeah. I think this sort of, when you look around at the problems in schools now and the tension that comes about as a result of some of the actions like this, or this fellow Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, who went to MacArthur High School in Irving, Texas. You heard that story. Been very much a part of the news and discussion. He's not going to go back to the school, by the way, and that's one of the trending stories at DougStefan.com, along with the debate. There are a lot of facts that we are We're loath to check, depending on how we feel about the candidates. But guess what, folks? Hard as it is to believe, some of the things that were said the other night were not true.
What?
I know. Isn't it amazing? That I just find it so hard to believe that some of the stuff wasn't true, but doggone it, some of it wasn't. So we have the fact-checking going on in the trending box at DougStephan.com. And then the plans that the president has, Russia wants to talk about what's going on in Syria. So intelligently enough, we've said, yeah, at least that's something that we ought to be talking about. Whether the Russian, there must feel some, under the circumstances, they must be feeling some vulnerability, Kenny, because they're not really very good at talking about this sort of stuff. And looking, by the way, one of the countries this week that has seen an increase in the traffic, if you don't know this area, where all the migrants have come in, they've come over from the Middle East, and they're going up through Greece, some of them, going through Hungary, now Croatia, which is part of the old Yugoslavia. That's where people are coming as well. Macedonia, those places, trying to get into Hungary there. Tens of thousands of them are around. They have just left. They leave. Can you imagine in your life just picking up what you could carry and leaving? Have any of you ever done that? You just pick up what you can carry and you leave your home, you leave your family, you leave your town and go and never come back. And know when you leave that you're never going to come back. Can you imagine? Think about that. And think about what these people are going through. This is very difficult stuff. And we really can't put ourselves in that place because most of us can't even begin to imagine that we'd ever have to do something like that. It's 43 past the hour. Uri Geller will join us in a matter of moments, and we'll get into his head literally and figuratively here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. Wide plank, hand-scraped oak for $1.99. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for $1.29. Plus, get 10 to 15% off Morningstar Bamboo, the number one selling brand of bamboo flooring. Top quality laminate and vinyl plank from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. Elevated levels of nitrates in drinking water can pose a threat to public health. Bottled water and home water treatment systems are the best options for consumers dealing with nitrates in their water. Rick Andrew, a drinking water safety expert with NSF International, explains.
If the nitrate levels rise above public health limits, consumers should find a safe alternative water supply. Boiling water is not the solution because it can actually increase the nitrate concentration.
NSF International, a global public health and safety organization, recommends two options for consumers. Andrew adds,
we understand consumers want to have access to the best water possible for themselves and their families. That's why NSF International tests and certifies both bottled water and reverse osmosis water treatment systems that reduce nitrates. These are the best options for consumers with elevated nitrates in their water.
Visit nsf.org/consumer for more information.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
45 after of the hour, Doug Steffen with Uri Geller. Uri is one of the most famous people in the world. He's been known as a paranormalist, a motivator, medium, mystifier. I love the way he... I have a book, actually, a number of Uri books, so you can find it at urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. The books he's been writing for years about mind power, how to use it. The one that I had the most fun with, Uri, always is that book, The Little Book. And I think that's the reason that I first met you, because you were out promoting that little book. It had the orange circle in it, and I still have it, and I just look at that. It's all about focus, isn't it? It's all about what you think when you look at whatever it is, whether you are human.
Yeah, it's about materializing positive and assertive things into your life. Mm-hmm. The Little Book of Mind Power, by the way, is available to read free of charge on my website. You know, I allow most of my books for people to just, you know, open the book up and read it online on my website free. They don't have to pay anything, and that conclusion came quite a long time ago because I basically thought, okay, so how much money am I going to make from my books? And then I thought, okay, wouldn't it be brilliant to make it available for anyone, for those people who cannot afford to buy books? Because believe me, Doug, there are quite a few millions out there who don't have the $6 or $7 or $8. I don't even know how much is a paperback today in America. It must be more than $5, right?
Yeah, $12.95. You can buy paper books for $12.95. But hardbacks are twice that.
I remember when I used to buy paperbacks in the early 70s, Bantams, Dell, they were like $1.99.
But most people aren't even using books. They have Kindles, or they use something on their iPad that downloads books or magazines, newspapers, all that sort of thing. So you can pretty much do it off of whatever your device is.
Yeah, and Doug, what I wanted to bring up today in our conversation is how interesting and how odd, how bizarre, and how synchronized it is that we're leaving, you know, England back home to Israel after 45 years, which is a major step and a little trauma in our life, mm-hmm. and you're experiencing maybe something not similar to our move, but very much on the same scale of traumatic, I would say. Am I right? It's incredible that after knowing you for so many decades, we're doing a very major move to our surrounding, into our lives at the same time.
Well, it is. You know where you're going, and I don't. that's the difference. I don't know whether I'm going to stay on one of the farms that I have here and build another house. It just depends on what happens in the next probably 4 or 5 months. But it is, when I look around and think about what this the world is into right now, the world is into change. Mercury just went into retrograde yesterday, and people who follow astrology know that that means for some it's an upsetting time, not good for transportation, not good for communication, all kinds of things get misunderstood. It's another opinion, though, from some people that it's a great time to take advantage of the opportunities that are there, that are presented by things slowing down a bit. But I think it isn't just you and me. I think the whole world, there are so many things. Look at what's going on with the candidates here in our country. There are three people who are shaking up the system because the system doesn't work.
Yeah, and I'm actually mesmerized by many of the candidates. And look how many people love Donald Trump because he's from outside the box.
Yep.
He's not a politician. And he says what he says without autocues and out of his heart. Now, you know, I don't know where your head is at towards Donald Trump, but I met the man. And, you know, I think that he can deliver what he says.
Well, you know me well enough to know that I would... there's something about Trump in terms of the issues. And Carly Fiorina has the same issue focus, that is the number of things that need to be fixed. Trump, I wish, would not be as brash as he is, because it's not necessary to turn some people off. But he's got the right. He's at least talking about the things that everybody's upset about, which are myriad. There are many things. Carly yeah. Fiorina seems to have plans to fix most of the things that people are talking about. So that inspires people. In this debate the other night, she did extraordinarily well, not only among our listeners, but in general. So,
well, but, you know, whenever Donald Trump talks brashly and maybe insults some people, his ratings go higher.
Yep, they do. I mean, what does that tell you about the way people think? Yeah, you're right. Uri, thank you for getting us to think as usual. Uri Geller here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Doug Stebbins, Good Day program, Tech Talk time. Greg Stebbins is not with us today, but his pal Kim Gerritsen is. Kim Gerritsen is another technological, I was going to say, Kim, you are technologically enhanced. It sounds like you have an operation to get to the point where you are.
Yeah, I like it. I'm going to use that.
All right, in a moment, we're going to discuss the thing that probably most annoys most of you about technology. So a focus on technology and planned obsolescence coming right up here on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, September 18th through the 21st. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I spend my days helping others,
It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
56 past the hour now. Kim Gerritsen is not happy about all of the things that he buys that become obsolete. If you are in that same league, if you have a broken out-of-warranty gadget, is it repairable? Would you like to keep using it? Oftentimes you're told that it's cheaper to throw it away and get a new one, but you, like me, Kim, find that outrageous.
Absolutely. And so over the years, I've looked for YouTube videos to help me figure out if I can repair these gadgets. And now there are some great resources online, Doug. I really like iFixit.com.
Mm-hmm.
It has videos about fixing 4,000 devices and even the ability to order parts right there.
iFixit.com.
Correct.
What else?
I also like Repair Clinic. If your gadget is an appliance or a power tool, there's 2,300 videos on repairing big appliances, small appliances,
wow,
power tools at repairclinic.com.
You know, I'm kind of in league with you here. I have three or four pickup trucks on my farm, and one of them was having a problem. They couldn't get it started or wouldn't keep running. A couple of the guys went online to the Ford site, and they put in the type of vehicle and looked at the maintenance section, and the question is, what's wrong? So they put the question in, truck won't start. And so they came back with, this is what to do. First thing to check is a switch, a relay switch that's under the dash. And so they did. The relay switch was off. They activated it, and everything was fine. It took about 4 minutes. But I think that's the thing. You know, most people are intimidated by the mechanical stuff, but many times it's a very simple thing to fix, whether it's the truck, the car, or your computer, or many other things. You know, and there's so much information. It's all available online.
Yes. Right? And, you know, talk about question and answer. Another site, Fixya, F-I-X-Y-A.com, is a bulletin board where there's like 19 million people who have signed up to to answer questions.
So you've got any question on anything, and you go there and ask the question, and somebody will come back. And these are not necessarily professionals, just people who may have dealt with the problem before.
Exactly.
Wow.
And they'll help you.
Very good. All right. So check these out. iFixit.com, RepairClinic.com, Fixya.com. Information courtesy of technologist Kim Gerritsen here on Good Day at 59 minutes past the hour. Thank you, Kim. I appreciate your being here and all of the things, the focus on appliances and power tools. Repair Clinic even sells replacement parts, and those videos would be very handy to have. So, again, our thanks to Kim Gerritsen for being here on Good Day. Where it's 50, did I say already it was 59 past the hour? Guess what? It still is 59 past the hour.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.